just...
This is Free Talk Live. It is hour number two of the Saturday show. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. This is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. To the phones we go. Let's start things out. Hey, Board Op, you got some spots running there in the background. Let's start things out with John in Oregon. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm kind of disappointed with the progress you've made in turning Mark into an anarchist so far.
I mean, I'm not trying to turn Mark into an anarchist.
Well, you should be. I think once people learn that the whole thing is useless, they get a whole new sense of motivation, a whole new sense of purpose, and it just changes how everything appears.
I disagree entirely. It seems to me that the anarchists out there refuse to vote and thereby have no voice.
No, I mean, look at all the anarchists that are willing to pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire.
I don't think that what you have moving to New Hampshire is a bunch of anarchists. I think you have a bunch of libertarians.
Hmm.
Well, okay.
I don't know.
First of all, I'd like to just make a correction here. I don't like the term anarchist at all. In popular culture, it has a connotation of a bomb-throwing, property-destroying radical, and that is, in fact, not the case. It's a word that has been bastardized by popular culture. I prefer free marketeer. I think it's much more accurate towards what it is that I'm looking for. People equate the word anarchy with chaos, and of course they're making a mistake, but the free market doesn't have any sort of connotation with chaos whatsoever. Will Mark ever become a free marketeer? I don't know. I don't care. He's a pretty small government, somewhat principled dude as it is, so if he comes our direction, then that's good, but I'm certainly not trying to twist his arm at it.
Plus, I think what you'd have is a pretty boring show if you had two guys that believe the same thing all the time on it.
Yes, we'd have to fire you and get another statist individual.
John, did you have any other thoughts for us?
Yes. Basically, as far as I can tell, Mark's two problems with going all the way is the FAA and maybe the Navy or federal defense.
That's what
like
he said,
to,
yeah. Police.
Yeah, for the FAA, I think that one's fairly simple. You just need to sell off airspace rights, and then the free market will be able to take care of that. And for national defense, I think if you looked a little bit more into the Machinery of Freedom book and took a little closer look at how pledges work and contractual interactions like that, you might see a solution there. For instance, if a company wants to build a dam that benefits a bunch of farmers in a valley, the company will go out and they'll get contractual agreements from a certain percentage of the farmers there.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get to a certain number, they'll have the commitment necessary to put that dam in. In a similar manner, we could fund missile defense, any of a number of other large-scale national defense programs. And individual communities would, put up these pledge drives, in other words, in attempt to get, a commitment from their neighbors using social pressure, using ostracism, using... do you want to be invaded again by country X or big gang Y?
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, they'd be able to generate the contractual agreements needed to fund these major multi-billion-dollar projects. And we wouldn't have to just rely on company X doing it for goodwill or publicity's sake, like I believe you proposed on one of the earlier...
Well, I was proposing that because it was another option as far as how this could come about. Because Mark has a funny little disconnect. He believes that even though people want to be protected, he doesn't believe that they're willing to pay for it.
No, I think his problem is with the free rider problem, the whole free rider issue, and how does voluntary interaction, voluntary free market mechanisms get around that problem. And I think the contracts are the way we get around that problem.
Well,
setting up these contract drives to get people to agree that, yes, we need this certain thing, and as long as we can get 90% of the people to agree to pay some percentage of their income toward it, then we'll go ahead with it.
Now, how long will it take to get one of these contracts for a private defense network cleared through, whatever area it is that you're proposing that this defense contractor would protect?
Well, it depends on how urgent the need is. I mean, if the people in that area see an urgent need to defend themselves against invading force XYZ, then there'll be more pressure to start a drive to get the contract through. And they might agree, you know, to a contract that doesn't require a large percentage of the population to sign on.
I understand where you're coming from, but it seems to me if they felt there was an urgent need, they would then keep the military that we have in place, the government military that we have in place, rather than going out and getting a pledge. I just don't see how the beginnings of all this would ever happen.
The beginning starts small. You know, I imagine you don't have a problem with private defense organizations. You know, small scale prevent. Organizations that protect you from...
No, I think he does have a problem with that. Do you have a problem with that, Mark?
Individual.
I think you do.
I don't have a problem with somebody signing up with a private defense organization on top of the military in existence, if that's what you're referring to.
I was referring more that we'll be signing up with these DROs, private defense organizations, to start with, and they'll protect us from small gains. And eventually... other organizations will grow out of them or grow on top of them to protect us against larger and larger gains, which is essentially government defense.
Right, and I'd like to say that I don't think it's going to take that long. I mean, first of all, we haven't been attacked by anybody in a long time, and they could easily attack us now because there's virtually no U.S. military around here. They're spread across all around the world, and so we're kind of a sitting duck at the moment, and nothing's happening. So I wouldn't really be too concerned about the transitory period. Hey, John, thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. But this is a sticky issue. I mean, it's certainly a tough one to start out an hour with.
Very abstract.
On a show. What he's talking about is the idea of replacing the military, in case you didn't get the gist, he's talking about the idea of replacing the U.S. military with essentially private alternatives, with a voluntarily funded alternative. And it's an idea that scares you.
Oh, yeah, Mark. I mean, I'm not for it.
I don't know why it scares you so much, because I think it's been proven over time that the U.S. military is not going to be able to be relied on for protection services at all. And they have no incentive whatsoever to protect the people of America. They just don't. They might feel like they should protect America, but unfortunately, they have a top-down kind of command and control structure where they're taking orders from people who are making decisions based on who knows what.
I would
political...
say that it's a government program, so therefore it's inefficient.
Right.
I just
Do you want inefficiency to be guarding your life? Personally, I don't.
There you go.
Right, but you don't mind it. You don't mind it.
I think in this particular case that, yes, it's constitutional. It makes sense to me.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Rebel in Michigan. Rebel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, actually, I got some good news to tell you guys. Me and actually a buddy, another fellow free stater from, I'm not going to mention which state, but... next weekend, we're about to make the move to New Hampshire and leave our socialist cesspools that we live in.
Wow, that's fantastic. So what pushed you over the edge? What finally made you decide that the Free State Project was the right answer for you?
I just pretty much said, well, why wait, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know, I sit there and look on, you know, NHFree.com and, you know, your website, you know, on the boards, and, you know, I'm missing out on all the fun over there, you know, so, and... not much to do here in Michigan as far as, you know, pro-liberty things, so...
Michigan, the same state that we've had a few stories about recently, where in Michigan, if you get pulled over and they test you for... they do a blood test on you, and they find that you've got marijuana residue in your system from 3 weeks ago smoking a joint, you're going to the slammer in Michigan. I mean, Michigan is crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, and I'm not sure if it's a blood test or like a mouth swab or something like that, but either way, it's just absurd, you know, and I've had it with this place. I'm not giving them any more of my money, you know, it's over with for them.
Great. So where are you planning on ending up in New Hampshire?
Me and this guy I'm talking to, we pretty much located a spot in Keene, and I'll have to sign a lease probably early a week from Monday or Tuesday or
Fantastic.
Something like that.
Fantastic. You know, Rebel, I think that Keene's going to turn out to be the center of the new American Revolution. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You've got a bunch of pro-freedom liberty lovers all moving not only into the same state, but a few of them kind of going into the same area of that state. It's going to make for some very interesting times, which, of course, we'll be bringing them to you here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is your show.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the program and you want to get it, we've got it online for free. Unlike all those other talk shows out there, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their archives. We give it all away at freetalklive.com. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show. So if you're on one of our radio stations that only carries the show on Saturdays, Well, you missed 5 days worth of the show. We do it six times a week, so get it all.
Wouldn't want to miss this.
Yeah, grab it all for free at freetalklive.com. We're going back to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Chris in Virginia. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how are you, Ian?
Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
Nothing much. Hey, I just found a story on AOL News about a Georgia and Norfolk, Virginia ordering a 16-year-old teenager to undergo treatment that doctors deem necessary after him and his family were trying to do alternative medicine.
Yeah, this is really scary. I actually had this in the show prep for tonight. Norfolk, Virginia, a judge ruled that a 16-year-old boy who's been fighting to use an alternative treatment for his cancer must report to a hospital by Tuesday and accept treatment that doctors deem necessary. Now in America, apparently judges have the ability to order children to accept hospital treatment. And this is crazy, Chris.
So am I mistaken, or are we under a fascist regime now?
Oh, it's this is one more piece of evidence.
Yeah,
the government knows what's best.
Yeah, I read this story and I figured I must have been in a coma. I just woke up yesterday and realized that we've been overtaken by judicial activists.
You know, it's really sick. And do you realize what happened here? Apparently, the government took custody of this guy. We'll give you the details. Chris, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This from the Associated Press. The judge also found star child Abraham Sharix's parents were neglectful for allowing him to pursue alternative treatment of a sugar-free organic diet and herbal supplement supervised by a clinic in Mexico. Jay and Rose Cherix from Virginia must continue to share custody of their son with the Accomack County Department of Social Services, as the judge had previously ordered. So let me make sure you understand this correctly. This guy's got cancer.
Right.
And he decided, and his parents agreed with him. This isn't a conflict between him and his parents. He and both of his parents, who are still together, no divorce involved here either, decided that they wanted to stop the chemotherapy that he'd been receiving and go after an alternative.
Chemo's tough. My dad took it when he was dying of cancer, and
sure,
he took it one time and said, I'd rather die of cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was the same with my grandmother, actually. I think she might have taken it twice.
Now, luckily, your father was an adult at the time, so he was able to make that decision for himself.
Mm-hmm.
However, with this sort of stuff going on in our government, how long is it going to be before they're deciding what adults should be doing with their bodies?
You know, children and their families should be able to make their own medical decisions.
Well, not according to the Department of Social Services, who once they got word, and I don't know how they got word, I presume the hospital ratted out the parents because they quit the chemotherapy and they wanted to go with this alternative treatment. Now, to be fair, the alternative treatment is kind of, you know, questionable and maybe a little quacky, but this is their life. It's their choice, their child, and he's certainly old enough to make a decision on his own. If he wanted to go against his parents' wishes, he could have said, Mom and Dad, look, I'm going to go and get my chemo. Forget about your crackpot stuff in Mexico. I'm going to go with the chemo. But he didn't. He went with what his parents suggested, or maybe he was totally behind it in the first place. It doesn't matter. The fact is they wanted to do this. The Department of Social Services stepped in, filed a lawsuit, and got partial custody, got half custody of this kid to where they can now make these decisions. The parents say they were devastated by the new order and plan to appeal. Stefanovic said he will ask a higher court on Monday to stay enforcement of the order, which requires the parents to take Abraham to Children's Hospital and to give their oncologist their written legal consent to treat their son for Hodgkin's disease. They're being forced by a court order to give their legal consent. That's not real consent, is it? Isn't that coerced under duress?
I don't understand how. I understand why Americans don't care because they're busy out there, you know, with their jobs, making money and all that other stuff. But if it happened to them and their child didn't want to take chemo anymore for whatever reason, whether mm-hmm. it was just made them so sick that they couldn't get out of bed, it made them act unlike themselves. When my dad took the chemo, he got so out of his mind he was hitting at the nurses. You know, he was bedridden.
Hitting on them?
He was striking.
Oh,
them.
Okay. I was going to say, most guys, that wouldn't be out of their mind.
But. No. He was trying to strike the nurses.
Physically attack.
And I mean, this is the most nonviolent man I've ever met. I couldn't
wow.
believe it when I saw this. I mean, he was out of his mind. And I can understand why people wouldn't want chemo. And to force somebody to take it, it's just wrong.
Well, let's see. One of the parents, or excuse me, the lawyer for the parents said, I want to caution all parents of Virginia, look out, because social services may be pounding on your door next when they disagree with the decision you've made about the health care of your child. The lawyer declined to release the ruling. Let's see, or the lawyer for the government. Social services have declined to comment, citing privacy laws. So because they have, I guess, partial custody of the kid, they can cite privacy laws as a reason to not comment on the situation. After 3 months of chemotherapy last year made him nauseated and weak, Abraham rejected doctor's recommendations to go through a second round when he learned earlier this year that his Hodgkin's disease, a cancer of the lymph nodes, was active again. A social worker then asked a judge to require the teen to continue conventional treatment. In May, the judge issued a temporary order finding his parents neglectful and awarding partial custody to the county, with Abraham continuing to live at home with his four siblings. Isn't that nice? So the government gets to have custody of your child, but you get to take care of him.
But you have to, yeah, you have to pay to take care of him.
Yeah, you get to pay the bills,
now,
buy all the food.
I would rather not have the government taking care of my kid and buying the food, buying the food and all that other stuff. But I don't see any reason the government has any custody over.
If I were these people, I would leave Virginia as soon as possible. Get out of that state. And this is insane. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Gene in Oklahoma City, listening on KGWA. Hey, Gene.
Hello, gentlemen. excuse me. I just wanted to mention that earlier you were talking about Free State Project, New Hampshire, and
that's correct.
Right. It's interesting to note the one gentleman who said he's on his way from Michigan, and I think you had one other person. Well, you know, now Oklahoma is, I would say it's as perhaps as free state as New Hampshire, but I have noted, and you probably have too, that probably the greatest movement in the world today is secession, and one of those movements I noted was Christian Exodus. We're, you know, fundamentalist evangelical type Christians are
right.
moving to those two counties that surround, I believe it's Greenville, South Carolina, and they have several hundred people there. And I think there's some similarities between that and Free State.
You're right. Actually, believe it or not, Gene, the Christian Exodus group, they actually were inspired by the Free State Project. The Free State Project came first, and when the Christian Exodus group was formed, it was funny because you could go to their website, and some of the text that was on their site was lifted directly from the Free State Project site, which is great. I mean, I think it's fantastic. I have no interest in joining the Christian Exodus Project, but I think I love the idea of different interest groups moving to different areas of the country, because it seems to me, at least, and I don't know how you feel about this, Gene, but it seems to me that the experiment has failed, that we cannot all get along, and nor should we continue to try. I, as a liberty lover, cannot possibly live alongside radicals, you know, rabid socialists. How do you feel about that?
Well, I know I can't even live with liberals. I want to get away as far away from liberals and socialists and communists as I can.
Very good, Gene. We appreciate the call, as always. 800-259-9231.
I agree with Gene.
I think the answer is to separate people into different states voluntarily. Do it on your own. We'll come back. Tell you more. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well, freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it with over 700 pages.
That's a lot of pages.
It is. And in fact, it was all created by the listeners, which is pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you, as a listener, can go in, get a free account. Of course, everything on our site is free. Get a free account at wiki.freetalklive.com, and then you can edit virtually anything that you see. You can add to the wiki. You can delete from it. The trick, of course, is that so can everyone else. So go to wiki.freetalklive.com.
You know, there's pages there on each one of the hosts, some of the callers. There's even...
the host pages are cool because we're not allowed to touch our own pages.
Right.
So all the stuff there has been created by the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah, there's some really embarrassing quotes on there for me. and there's fan clubs on there, and there's anti-fan clubs. So if you like or dislike any one of the particular hosts, Ian, myself, or there's some on during the weekdays, you can go join fan or anti-fan clubs.
And what do you get for joining the fan club?
Nothing.
Not a darn thing. You might feel good.
But it's free.
Yeah, wiki.freetalklive.com. Hey, by the way, we just got off the phone with Gene in Oklahoma City, and he pointed out the Christian Exodus Project, which is a project very similar to the Free State Project, but only in concept. Only in concept in that it aims to move people of a similar mindset to the same place. The Free State Project, of course, is a sponsor of the program. And, in fact, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. But the Free State Project is for people like you and I, Mark, people that want more freedom, more liberty in our lives. And we're willing to actually pull up our roots and move to a different state in order to achieve that.
Yeah.
And that state is New Hampshire. That's the state that's been chosen for the Free State Project.
You know, when I think about the Revolutionary War and what those people did in the name of liberty, I mean, this is the birthplace of liberty. Boston is where it all mm-hmm. started. And I just can't imagine why I wouldn't sign up for the Free State Project. I want to see liberty in my lifetime. The government's gotten so big and so oppressive. The taxation's just so large.
And it gets worse.
And nothing's stopping it.
Right.
The government gets bigger and bigger. We have a Republican president. I am a member of the Republican Party because I believed at one point that that was the party of small government.
Nope, not so.
Not so. I don't see that happening.
They've had over a decade.
They've had plenty of time. They've got the House, they've got the Senate, they've got the presidency. Where's my small government? Give it here.
Not happening.
I've been voting for this crap up till now, and I want my small government.
George Bush has increased the size of government at a clip that Bill Clinton could have only dreamed of.
Dizzying pace.
Yeah, it's really just... It is stunning. So, the Free State Project is liberty lovers moving to the same state. The Christian Exodus, which is what Gene mentioned before, is a group of Christian religious zealots, essentially, that want to create a theocracy, basically. They want to impose their morality on everybody else, and they know the way everyone should live their lives, and they're going to all move to the same state to make that happen. And as much as I disagree with their politics and disagree with what it is they want, I absolutely support the idea. I've had it. It's a failure, Mark. It is a failure to try to get all these different interest groups to get along with one another. All it has created, the government actually has done this. Because the government exists, because the government is such a powerful tool,
mm-hmm.
that people see it as a tool for change. People see it as something they can use to mold the world the way they want it to be, or mold the country or their state the way they want it to be. But unfortunately, it's always going to... Whatever you're doing with the government is going to anger some group, and so there's going to be one group that's going to oppose you vehemently, and those groups are going to just duke it out and fight it out, and there's going to be a lot of wasted time and a lot of wasted effort and money just trying to get control of this apparatus called government so people can force their way on others, and it's just this process that continues to repeat over time, and we're being destroyed by it.
It's ceased to be a government by the people. It's now a government by the lobbyists for the lobbyists. That's it. I mean, you have to have the money, and you have to have the influence, and you have to have the time in order to get into Washington, D.C. and, you know, enact whatever it is that you want done. And smaller government is it's a pipe dream.
And everybody is sure, all of these interest groups, all these groups that want to control the government are sure they know how to do it. You elect me, and I'll make this government work. You elect me, and we'll do this right. You know, you've heard it time and time again. Oh, we're going to get it right this time. Just vote for me. Well, all these people have a grand plan for the government. And I say, go for it. But the way you're going to be able to get your plan in effect is by congregating in one area. So for the Free Staters, for the liberty lovers, it's going to be New Hampshire. That's going to become a beacon of liberty for the rest of the world. For the Christians, the right-wing Christian zealots, that's going to be South Carolina with the Christian Exodus Project. And they can create their little theocracy and crack down on drugs and whatever it is, and abortions or whatever it is they want to crack down on. The socialists should all have a little socialist state project. And every socialist should move over into California and let them build their commie state if they want to. I don't think that, you know, I think
they did already.
I know, it's probably the most communist, but let them go further. Let them go all the way.
Well, yeah. You saw what they're doing in San Francisco with socialized health care
inside
of the city of San Francisco. They're going to have the whole state as pinko socialist before long.
Well, California, it's the unspoken socialist state project. I'm talking about organizing it. Make it happen. Because if you promote the idea, then all the nutty socialists from the rest of the country will say, hey, great idea. I think I'll leave where I currently am and move out to California. So it'll be sort of like a socialist brain drain. Get them all out of my area and move them somewhere else. I think that's the best hope for our future. And then maybe we'll all secede and dissolve the union. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill in Virginia on the Amplifier line. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Oh, yeah, I just want to make a couple comments about, you know, the private defense organizations that Mark doesn't see how they would get started.
Right. And we're talking about private organizations to possibly replace, say, government so-called protection agencies like the police, like the military.
And the thing I wanted to say is that really at this point, you know, the government does so much contracting that we've already got all those things in place. I know here in Virginia there's places like Blackwater and Storm Mountain where, you know, military people are trained, you know, firearms training, tactics, you know, strategy, all that kind of stuff. There's Gunsight, there's Thunder Ranch, there's Front Sight. Now, I got an offer to go over to Iraq to protect, you know, media people for $1,300 a day.
Wow.
Yeah. The girl wasn't, you know, very enthusiastic about that job, but hey. You know, there's, you know, the companies that, you know, design and, you know, manufacture all the missiles and, you know, the airplanes and the tanks. None of that stuff's actually done by the military. You know, that's
good point.
Everybody has it, you know, in their head that
they just,
you know,
pay too much for it.
Well, sure, but you know, they don't actually do any of that stuff. They don't actually build it. It's all private companies who do that. You know,
right.
People at universities come up with, you know, new technologies, you know, in order to implement. There's private defense corporations and mercenary companies,
you know,
and bodyguard companies.
I'm not saying that that companies couldn't provide defense for the United States of America.
They already do.
I'm not saying that they couldn't. And your point's taken. Absolutely. They provide the equipment and all that other stuff. But my question is, how would we change? What would the implementation be going from the current military that we have to a private defense organization? It just doesn't. I can't see it.
There doesn't really have to be any implementation difference. All you would do is change the method of funding. Instead of having people have their paychecks stolen from them and, you know, have that money wasted through bureaucratic channels, you would simply fund the private companies that already exist.
Well,
and there would be new companies that would spring up in order
exactly.
to provide the services.
You know, there wouldn't be restrictions. There wouldn't be any sort of, you know, do you have the authority to do this issues? You'd just be able to do it.
You know, Bill, I've come up with a suggestion. I want to see what you think of this as far as, in my mind, how we can get from point A to point B, which is what Mark is asking about here.
Right.
I think that one of the serious hurdles that we need to overcome to get to a more voluntary society is private property. We have this public property, this so-called public property out there. Once everything goes private, then there will be no more need for government, because government won't have any more jurisdiction in those areas.
One of the big problems is that public property isn't public and private property isn't private.
Exactly. That needs to be fixed first and foremost. Bill, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that everything there is totally free. Now, what do we ask in return? Simple vote. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All it requires is an email verification, and you will not be spammed. So go to vote.freetalklive.com, because when you vote, it helps keep us on the top 10 podcasts of the world. We're currently ranked, I believe, at number 4.
Unacceptable.
Not so hot. We could be doing better if you would vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And you only have to do it once per month. So it's not a huge burden, considering we give you everything for free on our website. And if you haven't been to our site, it's freetalklive.com. And again, to get to the voting portion, vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we were talking with Bill in Virginia a moment ago about this radical idea of shifting our protection services in America from government-provided, kind of shoddy, at best, protection services to a privately provided protection service system where there would be competition involved, which is one thing that's really totally absent from the government protection services that we have today. And we just had started to talk about one of the things that I think is key and critical, not only to shifting to a private protection service situation, but just key and critical, something that we need to do, period, to reclaim our liberty, and that is reinstate true private property rights.
I agree. I do agree.
We are so far away from real private property in America today. What you have in America today is essentially a scam. The government has scammed people into believing that they can own property.
Right. You know, if you take a look at the United States and the government-owned property in, from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Public property. It's government-owned.
Okay. Yes. Whatever. Whatever terminology one wants to
use,
whether
it's
public or government-owned.
Yeah.
You'll notice that there's a lot more parks and government-owned land in the West Coast, towards the West Coast, mostly in the mountain areas. And
yeah.
it's the areas that basically became less, they were less populated at the beginning of our government, and more over time they became populated. So what I'm trying to say is, the government sort of moved there, and as the nation got older, the government got bigger and bigger, and it owns more and more land in those areas. So there's not much There's not much land in the East Coast area that the government owns comparative to, say, Montana, Colorado, all those places.
Nevada,
in the mountain areas. And then if you go to Alaska, the government owns almost everything.
Ugh.
I mean, these are, and Alaska was made a state in the 50s, I believe, or
yes.
late 40s.
1948 or something like that.
Something like that. So, and they own almost everything. So there was a time when we didn't allow the government to own very much land, if any at all.
Right.
And I think we need to return to that.
Absolutely, because private property is really what all of our rights are based out of. I mean, the ability to own and control property is something that's critical to the way Americans are living, supposed to live their lives. Unfortunately, as I was saying, what we've essentially got is a scam today. And if you don't believe where I'm coming from, just try this. If you're a property owner and you get a property tax bill from your government, don't pay it. And find out. Find out if you really own your property. Find out who the true owner is at that point. Because if you don't pay that property tax bill, they're going to send you a warning letter. They're going to send it to you on red stationery. Because they're serious and angry. And if you don't pay that bill with the interest that has been tacked on there, and the late fees, then they're going to send you maybe another threatening letter. And then
you're gonna
get
a few letters.
Yeah, they're going to eventually send someone around to your house to have a little chat with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to talk to them and they want you to get off your property because you've been evicted from your own property that you paid for, you made the mortgage payments
mm-hmm.
on, they're going to throw you off. And if you don't want to leave your property...
You have a Second Amendment right to... bear arms.
Yes.
Suppose you tell this person that, hey, I'm not leaving my property,
yep.
and you're not going to take me off my property, and just because you said that I owe you some money doesn't mean that I do.
Right.
So get out of here.
You're a strange man with a badge.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are.
If you say something foolish like that, and you happen to have your Mossberg shotgun in your hand, they're going to blow your head off.
So that would mean you don't really own your property.
Right.
You see where I'm coming from on this?
Mm-hmm.
If you
don't pay the bill, they'll throw you in jail. That's kidnapping.
It's one of the biggest scams in America, the idea that you can actually own property, when in fact what you're really doing is you're renting the ability to transfer titles around.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing. You're renting that ability from the government. We need to get the government out of the property business. They have no business whatsoever telling you, A, whether you can occupy the piece of property that you own, B, what you can do with the property that you supposedly own, it's a whole other issue. If I own a piece of property and I don't have deed restrictions on that property, I should be able to put up a fence and do renovations to my house and all that stuff without coming to the government and begging for permission, which is what a permit is.
Now, I think that the government does have a place of telling you whether or not you can be on property, but I'm talking about the judicial branch as opposed to the executive branch of the government.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that any kind of disputes over property should be handled by courts.
Oh, disputes, that's different.
Well, yeah, it is.
But you can't take a dispute over property taxes to the government court.
And not win.
I can't go to the government courts and say, hey, this deed has my name on it. What are you trying to do? Kick me off my property.
Yes, sir, we are
kicking you off your property. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Get out.
In fact, we're going to throw you in the clink while you're here.
Yeah, it sounds like I think you've been, you've been disrespecting our court here. This is contempt of court. You've got to go to jail.
So if we can actually get a situation or at least one state, maybe the free state, to where all of the property is returned to private ownership. And by the way, that's better for the property anyway. I mean, if you're somebody that cares about the environment, you really should support private property ownership, because studies have shown that when the government owns the property, it's really not taken care of very well at all. So if you want to protect animals and you want to save the environment, you want to keep streams, waterways clean, that sort of thing, you want to make it so forests are proliferating, private property is the way to go. If you think property is being mishandled, buy it and handle it yourself. Don't ask the government to do it for you, because government managers, they don't care. They have no financial interest in taking care of that property. So, anyway, there's all kinds of benefits that are going to come from making property truly private again. And one of those benefits that ties into what we were talking about before is the fact that, well, if the roads are private, if every piece of property is private, I mean every piece, then the government doesn't really have jurisdiction anymore. I mean, really, they get to operate on all their public property, and they sort of trespass on your property when they come on to talk to you and to deal with you. But if all property's private, then those private owners can say, you know what, officer, I don't think I want you on my roads. I don't think I want you passing through this area of town. So that would be one way for us to give individuals more freedom and more more power over their own lives and control over their own property, and really essentially castrate the government's power. And, of course, if individuals get to control that property, then that means that they get to assign the protector of that property. Maybe I want to protect the property myself. Maybe I want to hire a protection company to protect that property.
Sure, there's plenty of companies out, plenty of security companies out there.
And they will spring up if they don't exist in order to satiate the demand that people will have to stay safe. Let's talk to Serge in New York. Serge, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yes, two things. First, Alaska became a state in 1959, not 1948.
Oh, thanks. That must be Hawaii then in 48.
No, the Hawaii and Alaska were both 59.
Same year.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
What's it called? Private property ownership is definitely the way to go. My, you know, theory here is that just look at what's happening here in New York City. Here in New York City, what we got going on is that in most, when most property gets abandoned, that means an owner, when, you know, when an owner abandons their property, mm-hmm. the New York City Housing Authority takes it over. And they put, make it welfare, and they make it all this Section 8 garbage. And what happens to these properties is that they get extremely dilapidated extremely fast.
Yep. When somebody doesn't own something, they don't take care of it.
Right.
I mean, all
as
you
I
ha-
was saying with the forest.
All stuff. You have to do is, to a small extent, take a look at rental properties versus properties that are owned.
Yep.
Renters don't take as good a care.
And government's the worst of renters.
And the government's the worst landlord.
Yes.
Because they don't really care. And now a landlord who owns the house isn't going to let you just do whatever you want. But the government, we didn't pay for it. It doesn't really matter.
Serge, is there any hope for New York City?
Honestly, well, you were talking about the social estate project.
Yeah.
A bit earlier. I think New York is that. So
yeah, pretty much.
I think that I can't see anything happening to make it better in the foreseeable future here.
Yeah, New York is just all bad. If you are somebody that loves liberty, you shouldn't really be in New York. You need to get out as soon as possible.
Yeah, so I want to get out, but you know, I'm not old enough, so.
What are you, 15?
Yeah, 15.
Yeah, I got to say, you're one of the most well-educated 15-year-olds that I've had experience.
Thank you, Ian.
Any final thoughts for us? You got about 10 seconds, man.
Not really. I just called in to talk about that.
Right on. Well, keep bringing us the New York horror stories while you're there for the next 3 years. Thanks,
yeah.
Serge. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. You know, Mark, last night on the show, we explored what's wrong with liberals. Tonight, we'll explore what's wrong with conservatives. It's all on the way. You take control. Your show, Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.